Welcome to the latest Chamber podcast. I'm Paul Faulkner. I'm joined today by Mark Reeves, the editor-in-chief for the Midlands at Reach PLC, which of course publishes the Birmingham Mail and the Birmingham Post, sister website Birmingham Live, and what we've come together to have a chat about today, the newly launched Business Live. So, hello, Mark.
Morning.
So, we're going to be talking about the Business Live website, which brings together business coverage from all of Reach's network of local newspapers. So, now tell us a bit about the new website and the thinking behind it.
Yeah, well, we've, across Reach PLC, we own, as well as the Birmingham Mail, Birmingham Post, we've got newspapers and their associated websites in all the major cities, from Newcastle to Bristol to Manchester to Liverpool, and a lot more. And over the past 5 years, we've really focused on building the consumer-facing website and the live news offering, the what's on offering,
yeah,
the sports offering. And to be perfectly frank, we've not concentrated on the business news needs of the business community.
Yeah.
And clearly we continue to publish the Birmingham Post in print, and we've got business sections in all of our newspapers around the country. But we've sort of put the digital innovation around business news on the back burner while we've grown an incredible scale for our main news sites.
And it's been so transformational. That's understandable. The whole industry's been sort of turning around.
Yeah,
so completely.
And it's, while it's not job done on that, I mean, we've got such an extraordinary scale now. We can start looking at new ways to reach to reach even more listeners, so readers and listeners and viewers. So we went back to look at our B2B coverage, and we weren't satisfied that we had enough business news on our sites around the country. And we also realised that actually, while the local sites like Birmingham Live, like the Manchester Evening News site, are fantastic, they're not quite the right environment for business news.
Yeah.
Because it runs at a different pace. The content and the context is quite different.
That's the beauty of digital, isn't it? That you have the ability to be so flexible and you know, you can be quite targeted in
completely. And the data we get can really inform what we do. It's much less finger in the air now. You know, we know exactly who's reading what, when, why, how, where they've come from, where they go to after visiting.
The story goes up and you can see, does that drive traffic or not? And then you're seeing maybe where the interest lies and can put more resource into, you know, certainly breaking stories as well.
Yeah, so we sort of looked at the data that we had, and we came to the conclusion that actually, such is the nature of the business audience, the business reader, that we had an opportunity here to create something completely new. So we decided to create a single website that pulls in the very best of the business journalism for all of our centres, from Newcastle, Manchester, Liverpool, Birmingham, etc., and put it onto one site. So we've got regional channels, so people can go in and just look at West Midlands news if they want to.
But that's just a simple drop-down filter, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, absolutely. And we've got daily emails that power it, so you can subscribe to those. But also, crucially, what we think is going to be compelling is that once people are on the site, they'll realise that we order the news by sector interest as well, from tech, manufacturing, enterprise.
Yep.
And we think that could be really useful for people, because such is the commonality of experience. If you're in your particular sector, say commercial property, clearly you have interest. If you're active in Birmingham, you're likely to be active in other cities as well. So let's bring all that information together and try to create something of even more value for
readers. Because business doesn't do boundaries,
exactly.
Is a phrase we talk about a lot. And while, businesses were rooted in certain geographies, it makes sense when you've got such sort of coverage across, you know, certainly all the major cities in the country to sort of knit it together and, you know, hopefully provide some more opportunities for people who are really seeking them as well.
Yeah, I think so. And already, I mean, at the time of speaking now, we've only been live for a week, but just looking at the range of content, what really, really, really strikes me is the business journalism that we're doing is really concentrated on the real experiences of real businesses, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's real people, you know, with all the challenges that everyone in business has, and some really engaging stories from around the country of people saying how they dealt with a with an issue or a challenge.
We see that being so important on a daily basis, and people love to categorise businesses or SMEs or put them into a box. But, you know, I think we see a lot that, you know, people are going out there and grafting and working, and they want to read about, you know, ways they can improve and best practice, and as I say, sort of maybe business development opportunities. But it's it is making it real, isn't it? It's so important in the sort of translating some language that sometimes gets used into a content that people can understand and access.
Yeah, and it's real experience. And I think, you know, just looking at the site today, we've got everything from talking to, you know, two-person startups to a really long-form sit-down interview with Sir Terry Leahy.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, almost literally everything is covered.
Yeah, fantastic.
Which is fantastic.
And I suppose it's important to stress that while, you know, we're talking about the now and the future, and as part of this launch of Business Live, the Birmingham Post website has been incorporated into it, so there isn't a Birmingham Post specific site anymore. But, you know, the Post continues in print edition as well for those who...
Absolutely. The Post continues to come out every Thursday, exactly as it has done before. I can't see that stopping anytime soon. And indeed, all of the business news that used to be on the Post is now within the West Midlands channel on Business Live, to which we've added content from Stoke, content from Coventry, content from the Black Country. So it's actually even more...
So it's marrying more up the different channels that people want to sort of access their news and their content, isn't it? And, you know, I mean, just touch a little bit on, you know, that changing face of the regional sort of newspaper industry, and I guess in a sort of media in general, but there's been so much change, hasn't there, in the last, 5-10 years? And it feels to me that now sort of Reach, which, you know, has a long history and different names and the like, but in its current incarnation, it feels like it's really now sort of grasping, you know, how it positions the different titles. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, it's very kind of you to say so. And yes, I think we've seen a real solidification of our strategy over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And 18 months ago, we changed our main consumer website in Birmingham from the Birmingham Mail, because it was linked very much to that title, which was exactly the right thing to do. But we realised that actually the time had come to really make a statement that we were now a digital-first business. So we renamed that Birmingham Live, and we, under the bonnet behind the scenes, we changed almost every aspect of how we worked as a newsroom.
Okay.
And that's, you know, since that time, we've seen our growth accelerate even more, and at the same time our newspapers continue to come out, they continue to be high quality, they continue to sell relatively well, although, you know, the ongoing decline of print is very, very well known, and that's, you know, seems to be carrying on.
Whereas in the past that was your only option, when the sort of the eras where local newspapers were selling, you know, hundreds of thousands of copies and multiple editions, but there's still a niche and a place, but obviously digital gives you so much more flexibility, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, if you look at the numbers, just taking Birmingham as an example, you know, maybe 10 years ago or more, we would sell about 100,000 copies of the Birmingham Mail every night.
Yeah.
Last night, we would have sold probably around 13,000 copies. However, yesterday, through Birmingham Live, we reached more than 500,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, and while the...
So the audience is growing, actually.
We do not have an audience problem.
Yeah.
You know, we've got... you know, audiences in bucket loads, and we've become really sophisticated on learning from them and trying to give them information that is both useful, provocative, entertaining, and everything. And that is working. You know, there continues to be a challenge on the economic side.
Yep.
Because the economics of a print-based publisher are vastly different to the economics of a digitally based publisher. So that's the fundamental reason why our newsroom now is smaller than it was 10 years ago. But it's also why, you know, if somebody was time, you know, a time traveller came from 10 years ago, from our newsroom then to our newsroom now, they wouldn't recognise half the roles that we have there.
Well, that's also, you know, the nature of the world we live in, and I always think it's always been like that. You can go back and look in history, and technology changes things, and good organisations evolve and adapt.
Yes.
Don't they? And you sort of, it happens over time, evolution rather than revolution. And I mean, I guess...
Yeah, but you know what? The news, I don't think there was any more industry more complacent than the newspaper industry.
Right.
Because it not only had it did it have a monopoly, it had a belief that monopoly would last forever. Because the, you know, the key thing was, if you wanted to be a newspaper, you had to own a massive great lump of metal called a printing press.
A big press, yeah.
You know, and that was it. That was a bar of entry. So the newspaper industry had it to itself for so long.
So the print barons of...
Yeah, you know, and it was so ill-equipped to deal with the challenge of change when it came across. A, to initially be a kinky newt, try and hold it back or just pretend it wasn't there. And then when it acted, maybe act a bit in haste and maybe not make the right decisions. You know, that's been the case for the past 20 years. As you said at the start, Paul, we are now, I think, getting everything back on track.
Yeah.
Not out of the woods, you know. I mean, it's just a massively challenging industry.
Yeah, and it's continually changing. Yeah, but, I mean, it, as I say, and I think that's where Business Live and how you explained the sort of sequencing of the evolving digital offering, there's a good logic to it. It feels like you're launching this now with a confidence in the process and in the ability to flex it for the audience, but ultimately give people, you know, content that they want to
absolutely
access. Yeah. I was going to ask Mark, like, do you, with the national coverage that you've got, that Reach has, I mean, what stands out about Birmingham, sort of the broader West Midlands? Just so many similarities between what's going on here in the economy and with businesses with, say, you know, the Northwest or Northeast or other parts of regions? Or are there particular trends where you sort of, you know, Birmingham leaps off the page? So when you're sort of sat with your peers, you're going, wow, you know, the sort of renaissance that we talk about here, is it happening elsewhere? Or are we really different, or is that just sort of our own sort of regional pride?
Well, you know what, I think that's really interesting, and it is going to be even more interesting as we move forward with Business Live, because already being on several hangouts with all the business teams, you know, talking about the agenda, I think every city in the UK claims to have the highest number of cranes on the horizon as anywhere else. You know, so
it's great if you're a crane operator. Yeah,
I'll tell you what we do have in common is a real pride in the regions and the cities.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope what we start to realise is actually it's not a matter of a competing with a Manchester or a Liverpool. It's actually to say we've got so much in common.
Yeah.
Because I think the real challenge for the regions of the UK is to start to come together with a unified voice that champions the cause of regional devolution and control over our own economies. Because what is so clear is that Westminster fundamentally doesn't care.
Yeah,
it really, really doesn't. And you've seen that in all the, you know, the political point scoring around HS2 as the Tory leadership candidates try to sort of look even more macho on how much they might or might not cancel the scheme. And the narrative from, dare I say, the London-based media, pretending that it's an either-or when it comes to HS2 or the fixing Northern Rail. They say, you know, you can't have both. I mean, my word, why can't we have both? We have to have both.
I agree. I mean, it's one of the things that drives me nuts when I see people talking about the sort of the North and the South. And you kind of go, well, hang on a second, what about this huge swathe of land called the Midlands?
Yes.
And it's far too simplistic, and it's always sort of created from that very London centric
completely
view, and it's just wrong. It's not not the country we live in, is it? And I mean, it's an interesting sort of point around sort of devolution, and it feels a little bit as though we had a false dawn in 2015 with a sense of it's going to happen, and obviously here in the Midlands it led to the creation of the combined authority.
Yep.
And yes, there's been regional mayors, and I think there was a period where around here people really grasped it and came together, and we were sort of ready for, give us the money, give us the control, we'll be happy to take more control of our own destiny. And, you know, like many things, it's stalled while we've been having this conversation with ourselves around Brexit, and who knows where that ends. But that's one of those areas, and we've talked about this sort of offline before, haven't we, where, you know, an organisation such as Reach, with its centres across the country and some of the big key cities in the region, can play such an important role, can't it? Because you're right, making the point that we're not just about London in this country.
And I think we are getting way more confident about this. I mean, the our titles in the North have linked up with titles from our publishing competitors across the North just in the past week to really hammer home that message about the divide and the lack of investment, not just financial investment, but political investment in making the case for trying to ensure that all the regions of the UK can share the wealth. And what we hope, you know, probably clearly in a very little way from the start, but eventually growing it across Business Live, is to help the regions and businesses behind them realise that they do have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And we've done this already. We have all of our business journalists created pieces about, you know, the current state of play in their regions and cities about transport infrastructure.
Yeah.
And seeing all those come together at the same time, you realise that actually there is a very common narrative.
Yeah.
So whether it's the failure to improve the East Midlands railway system, or the M4 corridor, or you know, get on and explicitly back HS2, or fix the Great North rail issue, you know, there is so much in common. And the more, you know, I mean, what we hope we can do is maybe create a bit of a focus to mobilise, you know, some of that pressure.
There's a degree, isn't there, by, you know, the very nature of being such a large publisher of regional titles in key cities, is that bit of being a glue?
Yeah.
Because it does feel as if too often that the regions are sort of divided and conquered from the centre, and as you say, we're set up in, you know, you can have this or you can have that, or we're, you know, even if you look at what happened with Channel 4, maybe it's not a perfect analogy, but it was, you know, three cities outside of London set competing against each other, and it's a funny, it creates a funny mindset. We're all part of the same, you know, fantastic country, but we need to find ways of working in a more joined up way.
Yeah, and I think you're right. You know, since 2015, you know, the shine has gone off the devolution agenda, with its main champions in government no longer being in government. So it's probably probably inevitable. And I wonder if some of that, you know, is so convenient for Westminster and London, because, you know, powerful mayors in the West Midlands, in Greater Manchester, you know, in the South West and across the piece, you know, they become quite a, you know, quite a challenge, a very strong challenge to, you know, the centralisation of power, if and when they come together and just say, look, you know, this is the agenda. So, you know, a parliament of the mayors, I think, you know, is something that we should maybe dust off and try to push towards.
It's a great idea, isn't it? And I suppose, look, you know, we started off talking about Business Live, and I know that the website itself isn't going to solve all these problems immediately, but I think it's what I love is, you know, I think it's come across to everyone who's listening, is, you know, the passion that you've got for our region, the passion that you, which I know is reflected across the organisation, for the regions, and it's critical, isn't it? And congratulations on the launch. And I know, we're delighted to sort of be working with you, and encourage everyone listening to check out the new website, have a look, dive in, as you say, sort of we'll be seeing a lot more about it. And thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you for listening to the Chamber podcast. To hear more episodes, find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Audioboom, or go to the latest news section of www.greaterbirminghamchambers.com.